This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
At 9:07, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle and problem solver, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, how are you today?
Wonderful. Wonderful.
This is one of the few occasions we have standing room only.
Yes.
Here in our studios.
Yes. You did good. How long do you have to stand out along Route 16 to get these people to come in?
Not very long. I know some people who know some people who know some people. It was funny, I was driving down Hillsboro yesterday, and I saw the yellow poles going up. That means one thing. Old Settlers is right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Kathy Dagan, Tess Hanna, Rich Wilhelm, and Sam Whitlow here. We're talking Old Settlers right after this.
At Plummer Funeral Home, after many years of service, we remain committed to providing the most caring, professional funeral services in this area. It is our mission to provide each family with the very best in quality care during what is often the most difficult of circumstances. At Plummer Funeral Home, we have never taken for granted the confidence families place in us, and we promise to always go the extra mile to earn your trust. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin Ott alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. We're talking Old Settlers on this week's show. And we have Kathy Dagan, Sam Whitlow, Rich Wilhelm, and Tess Hanna as our guests. Ladies, gentlemen, welcome to the program. And Kathy, let's start with you.
Okay.
Old Settlers, right around the corner. It's fast approaching.
It is. We've been working all year, as usual. But it's here, and we're working twice as hard. It's going together fast. It's going together very well.
And we'll talk about the parade and the kiddie parade momentarily, because I think the theme, and we've talked about this before, the theme for this year's parade is pretty good. I remember when. We'll talk about that momentarily. Old Settlers is August 12th, 15th, and 16th in downtown Hillsboro. And Sam, grab the mic here, because it starts off with the with your group, the Wolfpack Car Club. You have a car show on
right,
the 12th.
Right. We got 26 entries. We got dash plaques for every entry that shows up to 75 to 100 cars. We'll have dash plaques for them. Judge show, we have three trophies per class, and we most generally have a pretty good show. We got vendors coming in, all kinds of food vendors and shaved ice and lemon shake-ups and barbecue.
See, this would be a good opportunity to get a taste of the Lions Club lemon shake-ups,
because
right, they are to die for.
They're delicious.
They are to die for. So you got over 20 entries for this year's car show, and that's all the way down to, what, Water Street, isn't it, necessarily?
The whole Main Street if we need it, so.
And that's always a good crowd pleaser, and Kathy, Sunday we also have the church service. There's other things with in addition to the car show that's going on as well. One thing that comes to mind, simply because it's at the Moose, is the Miss Little Miss pageant.
Yes, and this year we have 10 Little Miss candidates who just are darling. I don't know how those judges ever pick a Little Miss. They get out there and they're just as cute as they can be, and they have these frilly, fluffy dresses on, and mothers are just wonderful to bring them out like this. We have a good time at the Little Miss pageant.
What other, in addition, I know the car show is the main, one of the big attractions for Sunday, but we have a church service, you have the Little Miss pageant. There's some other things going on. Tell us a little bit about Sunday.
At the church service, we also have the Honor Society, which does honor several people who have contributed to the well-being of Hillsboro, and they will be there at the church service. We have a dog show, baby calling contest, turtle race, pigtails and ponytails. We have, down the bottom of the Moose, we have our household sciences, which I always think we're going to blow up a lab or something, but that's not what it is at all.
Or you can blow up a lodge.
Well, that'd be interesting. I hope we don't. It's basically apple pie and angel food cake and jellies and jams and all this good stuff that I never get to taste, but it always just looks delicious. And down there they also have some Afghans that they've knitted and baby pictures and cat pictures, and it's a fun day.
Absolutely, and it always is. And and of course, that's you got nice space downstairs at the lodge to work with, so that always works out well.
Very nice.
And maybe somebody will sneak in a picture of Sam when he was a baby.
Oh boy,
he's not commenting. He knows that.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody told me I was a cute baby when I was little.
I've heard a different version of that, but we won't put that on the air. Yeah.
Back on track.
Please.
So that's Sunday. We got a lot of events going on Sunday. And then you take a couple days off because you work so hard on Sunday. You take a couple days off. And then the dream sequence happens because you go to bed on Tuesday. Everything's fine downtown. You wake up Wednesday morning and there's a carnival downtown. Wednesday, the carnival rides, and the Queen pageant is on Wednesday.
Yes. Really, we've already started with the downtown, because if you come down Main Street, you will see the yellow poles are up.
That's
and
right.
The banners for Old Settlers, and that's always a good sign that it's near. On Tuesday, the carnival will move in. Vendors will move in. Wednesday, by lunchtime, they'll be open and ready for your delighted lunch there. And then Wednesday evening is the Queen Parade, coronation, rides, and our entertainment for that evening.
And the entertainment for that evening is that 80s band for Wednesday night. We have Tess Hannah here. She's the Thursday night entertainment. We're going to get to you momentarily. The Queen pageant, let's talk about that. How many Queen contestants are vying for this year's crown?
We have 7 this year. They've been working very hard this summer, and you know it's been very hot this summer, but they've been out most every day. You can find one around town somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And they just do a wonderful job, and that's how we put on Old Settlers, is with the money that they raise.
Now, the Queen winner, the winner of the contest, what does she get? Besides the title of being Miss Old Settlers, what involved with the title?
That's a pretty good title right there,
it is.
I think. But also they get a percentage of whatever they have sold throughout the summer. And in addition to that, they get trophy and the tiara, of course, and mm-hmm. Bonuses that they've had all summer long, too.
Okay. And so 7 candidates, that's a pretty healthy number that you're not really worried about getting enough candidates for the next year or something like that. That's a good, healthy number.
It is a very good number. We used to have in the 20s, and it's dwindled, but, you know, our workers are still there.
And then, of course, I think our very own Randy Prangy, is he coming back to do MC?
He will be there for MC.
He's been doing that for how long now?
Well, you know, once you get into this, you kind of don't get out.
Unless you're in
a
box.
As you can tell.
Unless you're in a box, that's your only
that's
way
right.
out?
That's right.
Okay. Let's move on to Thursday, because I know it starts off early. That's your all-day event for Old Settlers. 10 o'clock is the Kitty Parade. Tell us a little bit about the Kitty Parade.
Kitty Parade is probably one of the biggest kitty parades in the county. We usually have about 500 kids in our parade, and they do many floats and bikes and walkers and pets. It starts at 10 o'clock, goes up Main Street and comes back down Main Street. Afterwards, we have half-price carnival mm-hmm. till about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, where your tickets that you've bought on Wednesday night are still good on Thursday, but you get a longer time to use them, and you also get to ride a ride that normally takes, maybe 3 tickets for 2, or, you know, a 4-ticket ride
mm-hmm.
for 2.
Okay. So, and then, of course, we've got the parade that starts off at 6:30.
parade starts at 6:30. Of course, we lead it off with the honor guard, everything, color guard.
And what of course, it? Tobin, preceding all that, Thursday morning will be biscuits and gravy. And
oh, yeah, I forgot my own event.
Oh, that's your event.
At our own
I forgot my own event.
Yeah, well, you know, I always have to back you up and straighten you out.
That's why he's my director of security.
Oh, I see.
But that will kick off, what, at 6 o'clock?
Something along 6 to 11 or 6 to noon.
6:30, I believe, we put in the ad.
Yeah, that's about right. 6:30 to about 11 or noon, depending on how things go.
I've never made that event. You guys are going to have carryouts.
We do have carryouts because I bring biscuits and gravy and pancakes and sausage here.
Well, bring them down.
Well, that's for the radio people. That's for us.
I'm always at the kiddie parade there because people like to get in and get ready with their floats.
And, thanks for bringing that up. I forgot about that. I didn't forget about that, but I was just being nice about that.
I'll keep you straight.
Absolutely. So 6:30 is the big parade, and that's probably one of the biggest and probably one of the better parades in this listening area.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. We hope we have a lot of entries this year. I just conned Ralph into bringing his wagon in for me again. It starts at 6:30, probably lasts a couple hours, goes down Main Street, starts at the Catholic Church, actually, goes down Main Street to the bowling alley and back over to the Catholic Church.
Kathy, for those who, and I'm sure most people would know, but tell people where the parade actually starts, you know, to get lined up.
Well, the majority of it is on Tremont Street.
Yeah, right.
At the Catholic Church, but it goes up around the high school and back down Fairground.
But that's where they basically...
That's where they line
right.
up.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah, and you know, if you have a float or an entry into the parade, you need to come over there, and our parade chairman, the stewards, will have a list and a number, and you just go and get in that position.
And of course, the parade, if you come out to Hillsboro for the parade, make sure you get out there early, because after that kiddie parade, those chairs seem to just stay on that breezeway just waiting for the evening's parade. So, I mean, spots are going to be at a premium, and if you want to get the best spot, you got to get there early.
We always try to get to the kiddie parade about 8 o'clock in the morning, and by that time, blankets and chairs are out on the boulevard.
So you're prepared
there.
For this. You're a Disney gal. You're prepared to sitting out there waiting for the electrical parade hours beforehand. So
that's right. I know how to do this. And I like those fast passes, though. You know, and one thing.
That's next year for Old Settlers.
Fast pass?
Fast pass.
Ooh, that would be nice if we had to have fast pass. Mm-hmm. One thing I always fail to mention, and Tobin, you were going to help me remember this.
Sorry.
Art show.
That's right. It's
St.
Paul's Church.
We have one of the best art shows around, and we have paintings, and we have photographs, and it's at St. Paul's Church on Wednesday and Thursday.
And that's a good way of getting out of the heat and getting into the cool air conditioning.
Gives you a little bit of time to cool off down there. And it's an excellent art show. We have some real talent in this town for that kind of thing. And the other thing is the Harkey House, which doesn't give you much air conditioning, as it was built in, 18-something or other, 34? I don't know. Anyway, those people on the Historical Society keep that open. And this year they have historical paintings by our local artists.
Cool.
So that should be very interesting.
That's one place I have never had the opportunity. I've been in Hillsboro for 6-7 years now. I have never had the opportunity to go through the Harkey House. I may
take some
time to enjoy it.
It's wonderful.
Sam, why don't you give the microphone over to Tess Hanna. Tess is the musical act for Thursday evening. Tess, tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. Well, I'm Tess Hanna, and I'm actually from the Glen Carbon, Illinois area. And our band, Tess Hanna and the Brethermen, will be performing on Thursday night. We are so extremely honored to be here, and we are excited for what the evening will bring, also with Rich opening up for us and that 80s band on the night before. So we're just really excited to be here, and can't wait to look forward to all the events. I wish I could be here on Sunday and Wednesday and Thursday. I might have to stop by for some pie or a lemon shake-up.
It's a short drive from Glen Carbon, Edwardsville.
It's not too bad. I think it's probably 55 miles. So
yeah, it's not too bad. Rich, tell us a little bit. Well, let's start off with your opening act first. Tell us a little bit about your band, Rich.
Well, it's just me and my acoustic. I play country music, ranging anything from Waylon Jennings to Brantley Gilbert. And do a little bit of Southern Rock too, Lynyrd Skynyrd.
You got the rasp in the voice like you can do Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah, I do Lynyrd Skynyrd, Marshall Tucker Band, and stuff like that.
Zach Brown?
I haven't done no Zach Brown.
No?
No. I do Chris Cagle.
Okay.
Like I said, Brantley Gilbert, Eric Church, stuff like that. So, and Waylon Jennings, everything, Merle Haggard, stuff like that. So it ranges, really. Okay. I got a wide range of music, and I think people really enjoy it. They seem to enjoy it.
Okay, so you're going to be the opening act. How did this all transpire?
Actually, my girlfriend and my buddies went up to the city and asked if I could play on Lincoln Statue for free for 2 hours, and I did, and we ranged from 60 to 75 people up there. So, and then Jeff from the theater was one of them guys and offered me a spot to open up for Tess Hanna and the Brothermen, and that's just how it all came about, really.
Okay, and it's always a pleasure. Thank you for coming in. And Tess, country music with a touch of soul.
Yes.
Describe that for me, please.
Well, I think all of the guys in our band kind of really like Keith Urban, Mark Broussard, Lady Antebellum. So we have that kind of edge with us. We're not, you know, the classic country group, which we are excited about. And my voice isn't really the bright-sounding Dolly Parton kind of sound, so we like the rasp as well. I'm a huge fan of Brantley Gilbert and Eric Church, so I can't wait to hear Rich. But we like the rasp. We like the soulful sound of it. So we're here to introduce our band, and we're just really excited to see what the feedback is.
And you're well-known in the St. Louis area. You were a former Rams cheerleader, but you've done the national anthem at several events in St. Louis,
too. Yes, I have. Actually, at the Final Four for the ice skating Olympics that were held in
Frozen
St. Louis.
Frozen Four, yeah. Okay.
Yes, and then also the Rams game. It was an October 2nd game, and I just got asked to do the national anthem again on August 18th for the preseason game. So I will be there singing that, and then several other different sporting events and different competitions, different pageants as well. So I also wish I could see the Queens compete. That's dear to my heart.
Are you a former queen?
I am. I was Miss Junior Teen America 2004.
Okay.
I competed in Miss Illinois. And I think I'm done for now, but, you know, I love Miss America. I love Miss USA. It's my night of popcorn and sweatpants watching and cheering on the girls.
There you go. Uncle Ralph?
Put you on the spot a little bit. When you perform the anthem, which, as everyone knows, is a very difficult song to sing, but here you are, you walk out on the field where most of the anthems are sung, at a Rams game. What's your feeling when you walk out there and you look at the stands and they're all full of people and you think to myself, oh, my God, what a time for me to mess up?
It's not really the audience that gets me. I think at the Rams games, it's kind of the players. I'm a huge sports fan, so seeing all the players that I like to watch on TV was a little bit, wow, you know, I'm actually going to do this, and Sam Bradford's right in front of me, and, you know, this is kind of awkward right now, but I thankfully didn't forget the words at that one. There has been a time that I have forgotten the words, and I am not ashamed to say that, but I was in sixth grade at a basketball game, and I forgot one of the words, and I looked over at the coach, and he was singing along with me, kind of prompting me on what was next, and I just remember getting done, and my parents said, Tess, if you ever do that again, that was the most embarrassing thing ever, so I have made it a point to literally just eat, sleep, and breathe the national anthem before I perform it.
But in an arena setting, you got the words somewhere.
They're not.
On
they're
the Jumbotron. No. The Rams don't put the words up on the Jumbotron?
No. I don't know if I'm really allowed to say that, but they definitely don't.
No, they don't.
So you're on your own, unless you
read
it off of your
hand. I'll allow it. That was my mistake. You're clear.
I've heard other people say that you're on your own.
Yes.
You know, when you're up there. And, you know, you talk about embarrassing moments. I've done this type thing all my life, and I was a guest MC at a meeting one time, and real simple. I was to introduce the guest speaker, And I got up to introduce him. He's sitting just like Tobin is here for me, and I looked at that guy, and I couldn't remember his name. Save me.
Those are the worst.
And I said, we'll have a slight intermission here, you know. And we got everything back together. But you talk about embarrassment, and I've known this guy all my life. I couldn't think of his name for nothing.
Well, I may have one of your moments, because I got to give a best man speech in November, and it's for my brother, and he's kind of worried about what's going to come out of my mouth.
Yeah.
That's, you know, I never had that honor because none of my buddies would trust me.
There you go. So, Tess, I mean, we're a couple days out or a week out from your performance.
Yes.
Are you working out on the set list or?
We are. We're doing original songs, and then we're going to come in with some covers that I think the audience will also know and be able to sing along with, anywhere from Keith Urban to Rascal Flatts to Patsy Cline. So we've got our fair share of covers that we think people will enjoy as well as we will enjoy performing, but we've also got our originals, which we are really excited to do.
Can you tell us a little bit about your originals?
I can. I think we have 6 or 7 on the set list right now, but our first one that we wrote was One Way Road, which is actually the one that we've competed with the Texaco Country Showdown, which we won, so we're really excited about that as well. So that's One Way Road, and then Perfect World was the other one that we competed with, and then there are 4 or 5 others.
What attracted you to Old Settlers? I know Jeff probably contacted you. He saw you perform at some point, or you and your band perform at one point. What attracted you to say, you know what, yeah, this sounds like fun, we'll do this?
Well, we're huge supporters of the movie theater, so when we were asked, we were very honored to be able to perform here, and also all of the different events that have gone on. We're really big lovers of fairs and festivals, food, vendors, anything like that, so kind of fat kids at heart, which is really nice, but that kind of drew us in. And then also just the whole history of it. I know they said this is, I think, the 129th year. Is that right? Mm-hmm. So that's a really, really big deal, and we're excited to just be a part of it.
Well, Tess, I'm looking forward to seeing you perform at this year's Old Settlers. I know it's going to be a welcome addition, and it's hard to believe we're out of time.
Yeah.
I wish we could have gone the full hour. We could have gone the full hour.
Well, yeah. No problem.
But Earl, the market update would not probably like us too much for going the whole hour.
Yeah, well.
Well, thank you.
Go ahead.
I just want to tell this young lady, and Wednesday night, not quite as big as Thursday night, but you will be amazed at the mass of humanity you see up and down Main Street in Hillsboro when you get ready to perform on the stage. It's one of the largest festivities, mm-hmm. as you said, in the county, and probably in central Illinois. Old Settlers, just, I don't know what there is, but it's magic. It packs people in. I guess getting towards the end of the line as far as homecomings and celebrations, but I always think, Kathy, the two best celebrations we have are at the end of the year, certainly Old Settlers and with Labor Day.
I think
that's two of the biggies.
There was a picture taken once, and it was posted up on Facebook. You know, the world goes on Facebook now. And it was a picture from on top of one of the apartment buildings after the parade. The line of people going through, I think they were all headed to the KC fish stand because they got the world's best fish sandwiches or whatever. You couldn't put another person in that downtown area. It was unbelievable.
And this lady was talking about Patsy Cline. Patsy Cline's Crazy. That's one of my favorite karaoke tunes that I do.
We'll be doing it.
Oh, the seniors
will be there
listening. Absolutely. And that's going to do it for the Wednesday talk show. Our guest this week has been Kathy Dagan, Sam Whitlow, Rich Wilhelm, and Tess Hanna. We were talking about Old Settlers this week. Coming up next week, Uncle Ralph, we may have a group for the Route 66, Route 66 Historic Museum coming in, so we're finishing up the details on that. So.
I was surprised the other day when I went by there how well they're coming along with that building.
Absolutely. Amazing. Absolutely. That's going to do it for the Wednesday talk show. We'll talk to you next week.